Section 3. Listening section. But at this moment, the good fairy stepped from behind the tapestry and said gently, "Do not grieve, good friends. Things are not so bad as you imagine." The old fairy had already spoken in hate and malice, but I can partly avert the effect of her anger. Then the good fairy turned to the king and queen and continued to say, "Your daughter shall indeed pierce her hand with a spindle, but she shall not die of the wound. She shall only fall asleep deeply. For 100 years she will be insensitive to everything around her, but at the appointed time, the appointed person will come to wake her." When the good fairy had thus spoken, she and the sisters vanished. The christening party broke up in sadness. The king and queen took great pains with the education of their little daughter, and as she grew up, the effects of the fairy's gifts were seen by all. Every day she became more beautiful and cleverer, and she was so kind and gentle that everyone loved and admired her.